Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. Today we are going to be discussing the rules of noon sakin and tanween. Noon sakin means that noon which has a jazm or a sukoon on it, and tanween means two fatha, two dhamma, two kasra, or two zabar, two zair, or two besh. There are four rules related to noon sakin and tanween. They are izhar, idgham, iqlab, and ikhfa. Firstly, we're going to discuss the rule of izhar, and for that we need to know what the huruf halaqi are. There are six huruf halaqi, and they are those letters which are pronounced from the halaq or the throat. They are hamza ha, ayn ha, ghain kha. Remember, hamza is only a hamza when it has a fatha, dhamma or kasra on it, zabr, zair, pesh on it. And also any alif with fatha, dhamma, kasra on it is actually a hamza. It's not really an alif. So hamza, which means a, e, and u, ha, ayn, ha, ghain, kha, they are huruf halaqi. So the rule of izhar is whenever the noon sakin or tanween is followed by any of the huruf halaqi, meaning the six letters that are pronounced from the throat, izhar will take place. Izhar means to pronounce the n sound of the noon sakin or tanween without stretching it. So the examples in Surah Al-Fatiha, we read Surat al-ladhina an'amta alayhim. In an'amta alayhim, an'amta alayhim, we are pronouncing the noon without stretching it. If we stretch it, then this is an incorrect pronunciation. An incorrect pronunciation will be an'amta alayhim. This is incorrect. Another example of this is in Surah Al-Lahab. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبُ. Can you point out where the noon sakin is followed by huruf halaqi? That's right. عَنْهُ. مَا أَغْنَى عَنْهُ مَالُهُ وَمَا كَسَبُ. So the noon sakin is not being stretched here. So pay attention to the letter after the noon sakin or tanween. If it is huruf halaqi, then you do something which is known as izhar, pronouncing the noon clearly and without stretching it, and that process is known as izhar.